A nominee for a top position at the EPA is drawing both praise and criticism, including concerns from a nonprofit in Anchorage that works to raise awareness about the health effects of hazardous chemicals. Michael Dowerson, the industry scientist Trump nominated to head EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, was passed out of a confirmation hearing in the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee in October. Representative Steve Chabot, a Republican from Dowerson's home state in Ohio, introduced the nominee and outlined his credentials.
Dr. Dowerson's excellence in his field of expertise has been recognized time and time again. Over the years, he has received 4 bronze medals from the EPA.
Dowerson told the committee he's committed to doing the job right.
If confirmed as the Assistant Administrator of the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, I will dedicate my mind, body, and spirit to the work of this office, to working with its dedicated staff, to the protection of the American public, including its most vulnerable, and its environment from exposure to pesticides and otherwise unregulated chemicals.
But Democrat Tom Carper of Delaware put up a poster of 10 chemicals Dowerson was paid by industry to study. According to Carper, in all 10 cases, Dowerson found the chemicals were safe at much higher doses than the government allowed. Dowerson rejected the implication, but declined to say he'd recuse himself if a chemical he'd been paid to study went before the EPA for review.
Senator, I can give you as many or more examples of situations where the science that we brought forward as a team actually lowered the safe dose or risk position for various sponsors. If confirmed, I will rely on the guidance of EPA ethics officials to determine any issues for which I am to be recused.
The issue of Dowerson's confirmation hits close to home for the executive director of Alaska Community Action on Toxics. Pam Miller says Dowerson is a chemical industry scientist for hire.
He's worked for many industries such as Dow AgroSciences, the Koch Industries, a number of chemical industry associations like the American Chemistry Council. And his firm has been paid by, I think, more than 36 corporations or trade associations. He's even worked for the tobacco industry to justify the safety of secondhand smoke. So the position that he would be taking if the nomination goes through is really the second most powerful post at EPA after Scott Pruitt, the administrator at EPA, and it is to head up the EPA Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention.
You have certainly spent many years looking at issues of toxicity in everything from household products to inflow into the Arctic from other countries. Does this feel like it's rolling back progress, or how would you characterize it?
Well, last year, Congress passed a law called the Lautenberg Chemical Safety for the 21st Century Act. And this was a law that essentially updated the very outdated 1976 law called the Toxic Substances Control Act. This was a very important moment. So if Dowerson were to be nominated to this post, he would essentially head the office at EPA that sets the safety standards for many of these chemicals that he has worked to defend for industry over many, many years. So we believe that this is a very serious conflict of interest, that he is not fit for the job, and that if he were nominated, this would really put public health at risk. And for Alaska, I think it has some very important implications because we know we are on the receiving end for chemicals that rise on wind and ocean currents that ultimately end up in the North and in the Arctic and that have profound effects on human health. And in fact, we were able to get language in the bill that recognizes the particular vulnerability of communities such as Arctic indigenous communities who have higher exposures because of their place on the earth and reliance on traditional foods.
What are some current examples of chemicals of concern in consumer products that you would be worried about under Mr. Dowerson's watch if he were confirmed to this position with EPA?
Well, one example that comes to mind are the toxic flame retardants that are used in a variety of consumer products, including children's toys, furniture foam, electronics. And these are known to cause neurodevelopmental harm to children at very low levels. Many of them are cancer-causing, and they're very pervasive in the home environment. They leach out of electronics and furniture foam, and they're found in household dust. So children come in contact with them when they're playing on the floor and doing the hand-to-mouth behavior, and they're very vulnerable. And we're finding that children have much higher levels, sometimes five times the levels of these chemicals in their bodies than do adults in the same household. So one of the things that we're doing is working with Representative Harriet Drummond, who has introduced a bill that we call the Toxic Free Children's Act that would ban 10 flame retardant chemicals that we have very good scientific evidence about their long-term effects, especially on children. And we would like to get this passed through the Alaska State Legislature because these chemicals are known to cause neurodevelopmental harm, just as lead does.
Pam Miller is the Executive Director of Alaska Community Action on Toxics. Michael Dawerson has not yet been scheduled for a vote by the full Senate.